Hi, this is Alison from Sanctuary, and I'm reflecting on thunder in the desert, that is, John the Baptizer. You can read about him in Matthew chapter 3. It's the second week of Advent. It's a time of preparation, and most of us are indeed preparing. We're negotiating with families over who gets Christmas lunch and who only sees us on Boxing Day. We're arguing over whether to buy presents for everyone, or just the kids, or nobody. We're wondering if we can get away with handmade or recycled gifts, knowing that an avalanche of plastic is probably heading our way. We're ordering hams and Christmas puddings. We're making lists and checking them twice. We're hanging ornaments. We're juggling end-of-year events. We're wading through Santa songs and pre-Christmas sales. And at the same time, we're thinking about next year. We're looking at what we're committed to and what else we can fit in. We're taking on more hours. We're planning dance lessons and soccer season and musicals and hockey. We're squeezing our schedules. We're squeezing our budgets. And let's be honest, we're squeezing our relationships. Oh, yes, we are preparing. And into this dizzying whirl of preparation comes a primal roar from the prophet John, who is thundering away in the wilderness. "Prepare the way of the Lord," he bellows. "Make his path straight." John offers a baptism of repentance to all people, and they confess their sins, and he preaches the coming of the one who will winnow away the chaff and burn it in unquenchable fire. Many of us here are recovering Christians. We are recovering from churches which thunder judgment and condemnation, causing fear and shame. We're recovering from feeling manipulated. We're recovering from threats of hell. And we're recovering from bad theology. For many of us, sin is a dirty word. It's been used to manipulate and threaten us and make us compliant and afraid. And the very word raises our hackles. And yet we are here. We are here because we're exhausted. We're here because we want something our frantic lives cannot give. We are here because no matter how much we buy, and no matter how hard we strive, and no matter how much we do, there is still a great howling emptiness inside. We're here because despite all our activities and friends and families and faith communities, we are still hungry. And so we are here, I suggest, to acknowledge and repent of sin. Not the sin of wagging fingers and gossip mongers, but real sin. The powers and principalities which drive us, the messages which whisper and bully and cajole and shout, the noise which issues from every media outlet. The culture which tells us that our value is in consumption and busyness, that there are no limits, that we can do everything and have everything and be everything to everyone. It is sin which drives us to scramble and rush and purchase and arrange. It is sin which compels us to prove ourselves. It is sin which tells us we have no limits, and it is sin which keeps us far too busy for God. And it is sin which leads to our disconnection and estrangement from ourselves, from each other, and from God. Because all this racing and striving and shopping and arranging chews us up and dries us out and leaves us with no time for the work of human flourishing. So take a breath. Take a breath, close your eyes, repent, and turn back to God. And imagine yourself a wilderness. You are far from the hustle and bustle. There are no appointments, no Christmas parties, no end-of-year events. There's no shopping. No relatives, no friends, no workplace, no school. There's no phone, no screen, no internet. There's nothing to do, nothing to watch, nothing to buy. There is no social media. Nobody knows what you are doing. Nobody likes you. Nobody comments. There is nothing but you and the singing of the wind, nothing to mask your essential loneliness. Take a deep breath and exhale. Now think, what is it like in the wilderness? Do you feel at home there? Or do you feel exposed? What are you afraid of? Now reflect on your life, the packed schedule, the demands of the world, all the yeses that should be no. Think about your busyness, your need to be necessary, your desire to be liked. Think about all the ways you fill your time and all the ways you hide. What drives you and drains you and tips you in false directions? What increases your anxiety and raises your defenses? What diverts you from deep connection with God and neighbor and creation and self, and raises your defenses? What diverts you from deep connection with God and neighbor and creation and yourself? Here then are your sins. These are your sins. Name them, claim them, and confess them to the wind. Let the Holy Spirit blow through you and breathe life into you. Let Christ Jesus take away your sins and burn the rubbish of your life. Savor the freedom of the wilderness. And think. Now that the chaff is all gone, what is left? Now that the chaff is all gone, what is left behind? Go and live into the freedom and challenge of the wilderness, the breath of the Spirit alive in you. Clear the way for the coming of Christ, that together we may see God's glory revealed in human vulnerability and weakness. And may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. If you value what you heard, there's always more to read on our website at sanctuarybaptist.wordpress.com. Sanctuary is funded entirely by members and supporters. If you'd like to support the work of this new little church, you can make a donation via PayPal, and you can find the details for this on the website. Peace be with you.